Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
She will fancy me. She will fancy me.
No, he's an OG.
No, he's an original Mona.
What the astronaut?
That is respect for me.
Yeah.
That's the big man's missus. We don't go there.
You'd have to scroll back to 2012 to see a nude on mine. Our community is growing, but it needs to continue to grow, like a fetus in the womb.
We still need more subscriptions, so please subscribe to our channel.
Hit that subscribe button now.
Hello and welcome to Therapy Crouch with me, Peter Crouch. That's Abby Clancy, but she, as you can see, I'm going to start my weekly wine. This is all I see, is you tapping away.
I'm a busy girl.
Honestly. So that's my weekly wine straight away. Like, I just have to start the podcast on my own without you even getting involved because you're just tapping.
Tapping?
Dip, dip, dip.
I just need to order something quickly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it clothes?
No.
It is clothes, isn't it?
The thing is, I keep buying like dresses and I don't leave the house. I need like day stuff.
And but you go on and then you're like, the dresses are great. You think, oh, I'd look great in that.
No, I don't think, oh, I'd look great in that. I think, oh, that's nice. So,
but then you don't go out.
No.
Although we did go out recently. Oh, sorry, if you're just wondering what this is in my hand, I've got a protein shake.
Pete's on a new health kick.
Arnie over here.
Yeah.
Well, so I've put along three scoops in before.
It's an early morning record today. Been sculpting. You're not going to know. I'm not going to be able to get through the door. Biceps soon.
The thing is, I gave him one compliment and he's like on a mission.
It's like,
she will fancy me. She will fancy me.
But we're going to get old. Might as well get buff and old.
You're buff enough.
Buff enough.
It's,
do you know, once you get into it, it's weird, isn't it? Once you get into doing it, you kind of, it's kind of like a bug, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm into it at the moment.
We were both supposed to go at 7 a.m. this morning, but I couldn't get out of bed. I was thinking the alarm, like we have to get up anyway for school, but even the kids slept in a bit today.
They did, didn't they? They were all asleep.
Yeah.
When I crept out.
She didn't think to wake them.
It's so funny though, because Pete just goes to the gym with all the mums from the school.
It's basically, I've got a new mate there now though.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's one of the lads, there's a lad there now. So we work in tandem. I was spotting him. Like what real men
do. So have you improved on the 10K? 10K weight, 10K yeah, bench press.
Yeah, 10.05 I'm up to now.
Just lobbing it around.
Throwing it round.
I've been enjoying the gym.
Been good.
But it's like you go to the gym, then we had one night out on Saturday. It was Pete's friend's 60th. Mm. And he had the most incredible party. But, you know, the drinks were flowing.
Yeah.
It was champagne on arrival. Margarita station, you know, I think I drank so many different concoctions and I've just been dying ever since. I still feel dead now.
It's an absolute killer that, you know, when you arrive and there's like, and then obviously getting to the bar's kind of difficult, but people are coming around with trays of drinks and whatever, literally whatever's coming around, I just pick up. So there was a champagne, like there was some drinks. I didn't even know what was in them.
I'll take two.
But it has a knock-on effect. Woke up in the morning, it's like, do you want like porridge and fruit? No, give me the eggs Benedict.
Yeah, it was
the most calorific breakfast you can eat. And then like pizza for lunch and then a steak and kidney pudding for dinner. With
God, what a day.
That is a big food day,
it's a good day.
I know, but it just ruins all the hard work.
Mm.
You know, we're on the bikini bod mission, Pete and I. We want to look like something off Love Island, don't we, babe?
Yeah.
Body like a race car.
That'd be nice. But you know what? You know, we had a great night, didn't we?
Health is wealth.
Yeah, we had a great night, but we're back on it.
Back on it.
Yeah, that's it. You want any wines for me? My wine is basically the phone situation. There's just too much going on it. I think you should have like a detox.
I've got a weekly shine for you before you carry on confusing me.
Have you?
Yeah, so my new rugs from Kendall Quality Carpets got delivered.
Yeah.
And I've gone for a dirty coloured rim. Nice. It's a beige rim. So,
notice
you know,
that.
The dog prints are not going to be as obvious.
Yeah.
Wise
box clever. I like that.
These rugs are incredible because they look like a sisal rug, but they can be bleached and scrubbed. So, you know, it's perfect for when you've got four feral children and two dogs and
cats
and
a
husband.
Rug?
Yeah.
It's just a type of like woven kind. You can get like wool size or like
a bit like the tapestry that was in here before.
Can you actually believe what you just said? Yeah. Oh, a bit like the tapestry you had on
the Versailles tapestry. That
was from a palace in Versailles. Yeah. I'll have you know.
I know it was.
It's rolled up because you lot keep coming in and ruining it. No, so I'm really pleased with my new rugs. James delivered them yesterday. I was delighted. It really, you know, it cured my hangover.
It cured your hangover.
And you've been using the side door and taking your shoes off and avoiding the rim.
Yeah.
Which I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, thanks, babe.
Well done, Pete.
So you've got a little weekly shine going on.
Oh, thanks, babe. Yeah, no, she's easily pleased. Isn't she? As long as I come in through the side door and don't stand all over her dirty room.
I noticed you've got some new photos up in the kitchen as well. Digging them. And your drive's looking good.
So they're South African, those pictures.
Oh, are they?
They're all like original, handmade South African artists because I am from South African descent.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're Irish?
I'm Irish and South African. My dad's mum's dad was fully South African.
Really? I never knew.
Yeah. So I like to just bring a little bit of my roots back to my house.
I was with someone really impressive the other day. Like, he's like come on our podcast and it's kind of like when I say impressive, it was just the life he's led, like crazy. And he'd been to Nelson Mandela's house and just said he was out of all the people he's met, and he's met a lot, he said he was the most impressive. He was really quiet, had this kind of aura about him. And he said everything he's went through, and he's like, you know, there's still, you know, the way he treats everyone with respect, no matter what, you know, even though he could be bitter, couldn't he, you know, he just said he was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, well, that's like Mo Gaudat, really. Mm. When, you know, he could be, you know, he lost his son, like through severe trauma, and he could be, you know, he's made a conscious... Sorry, that's my
phone. There we go. Oh.
Hey, Chloe.
This is unbelievable.
No, I'm literally just filming my podcast. Sorry.
This is what happened.
No, I didn't. No, I'll call you later. All right, love you, bye.
Unbelievable. We do that in at night time as well. So like, you know, 10 o'clock we'll just have, but that won't happen. It won't be like laugh at that. It'll be like, hey Chloe, it's boring anyway.
Chloe is working on Exhibit A with me. She's my best friend. One of my best friends from Liverpool. And she's so talented. She was like a designer for Burberry. She's worked for loads of different clothing brands, but she is like a podcast
enthusiast.
Expert. She listens to millions. So I was like, do you want to work on Exhibit A with me? So she's, you know, helping me with all my research and like to produce the episodes. So we have to chat a lot, Pete. It's work. Get off me back.
How's it all going?
Good.
Yeah. Massive reaction. Looks really good.
Yeah, I am actually overwhelmed by the reaction. And yeah, I'm proud of it. And it is a bit daunting going out on my own, like without you.
Mm.
And I just want to do the best job in getting these incredible people's stories across. And it is fun. Different kind of fun to this, but it's fun and insightful and enriching, I think. You know, I've already taken some of the things Mo said and applied them to my life.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a bit of a stressful morning this morning. See, Arnie sloped off to the gym.
2 tickets to the gun show.
You know, my friend on the phone crying, she's got a problem. You know, dogs running around, kids screaming, homework not done.
You weren't expecting us to turn up at the time.
I wasn't expecting you to turn up at the crack of dawn.
Horror on your face when we were at here.
So what did Mo tell you to do?
When a negative thought comes in your head, you turn it round to the opposite, to something good and gratitude and positive. So I was like, you know, I've got kids. I know they're all screaming and fighting, but I've got kids. They're happy-ish today. They're healthy. They will be in school in 20 minutes, bonus. I've got a job, which I love and I enjoy. So you two turning up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
instead of going, you silly bastards, why are you so early? You go, I like this job.
Yeah, I love my job. I'm glad to see you, albeit it being so early.
On your face, you were saying, you silly bastards, what are you doing? You might not have said it out loud, but on your face, you're going, what the fuck are you doing in my house at 7 o'clock?
But, you know, it just actually makes you a happier person, and the stress relief that comes with just changing your thought process.
Mm.
And I know this all sounds a bit hippy-dippy and it takes practice. You know, it's not something that comes like that. You have to make a conscious effort to do that. But I feel, look calm, don't I?
You do, actually, you really do.
Got a smile on my face.
Yeah, honestly, you do, because I know it was quite a stressful morning, because when I came in, it was like, oh my God, you know.
I think Euston Station is calmer than our house every morning.
It was quite busy this morning.
Busy, isn't it? The ins and outs are just phenomenal.
Mm. And the driveway's getting done. I'm getting that Vuba resin driveway, which is going to be a game changer. No more stones scraping my, you know, wooden floor. So.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's positive. It's glass half full. And I think that's the important thing. Yeah. Mm. I'm glad you're doing that. You look good. All right, should we cheers to that? Because I think we've, you know, I gave you a little wine, but I've...
Cheers to that then?
Cheers. Salut.
Salut.
Well, are we on the old hydration drinks now? Who are we?
I know. I love these that, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like Humantra. Mm. Electrolytes.
They're good. I'm into them.
But they're supposed to hydrate you 4 times more than water. Oh, this is not an ad, by the way. This is just me.
Yeah, well, when we were playing football, we had like electrolytes and stuff like after games. Definitely helps you, hydrates you. But yeah, it's good. They're good for like hangovers as well, aren't they? Which is probably not what they're strictly for. But I do think they're helpful.
I just find it tricky drinking water.
I don't mind water.
Plain water. I can't do it. I have to have a little bit of...
Something zhuzh. Fruity.
A little zhuzh.
Bit of Barocca.
I can't drink Baroccas.
Mm. No, me neither.
I just feel like they're so artificial.
All right. Well, cheers anyway.
Cheers.
Should we get on to the audience wines?
Let's get on to them.
Okay. Why doesn't Instagram have an undo button?
Okay.
After going on a successful first date last week, I did what most nosy Gen Zers would do and decided to Instagram stalk. As a fellow stalker will well know, once you get down the rabbit hole, it's very hard to come back. And the next thing you know, you're looking at Lads on Tour 2018 when your sausage fingers betray you and you've accidentally liked a photo from 6 years ago.
You can unlike though, can't you?
Can you?
You can, but I think you still get the notification, don't you?
Yeah, look, although I was able to unlike, the notification has been sent and seen and now I'm just wallowing in self-pity, hoping the ground will swallow me up. Why, oh, why? So if you like something from like...
2018.
Oh, you just know that you've been stalked.
I think that's normal.
Corfu 2012.
That's amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. That's weird. God, she must have scrolled for half an hour.
I think that's normal.
Yeah, I reckon
you know that they like you then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You've never done that because you're not on it.
No, but... I mean, what... You just go, just scroll and like...
Just scroll and obviously go, oh, she looks lovely there.
I
accidentally like her.
I do that on like, if someone shows me a picture on the phone, I always I always scribe just on a normal photo reel. I can't help it.
Mm.
You do that all the time, yeah.
Your mum's like that.
I show Ab one photo. You go, look at that photo there, babe. She takes the phone and then goes, Fruit, but like you do it to random people as well.
I know.
You know people that you just shouldn't be doing that to.
I know.
Like someone you've barely known, you're just going, oh yeah.
I'm a nosy.
Lovely couple of nudes there.
I know. The horror on people's faces when you start scrolling there, they're always like,
God, like, what's on there?
You've also,
they
like,
would have to scroll back to 2012 to see a nude on mine.
But also, if you grab it back,
yeah,
then you're like, ooh, well, you're not hiding.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be over keen to grab it back.
Yeah.
Because then you look like, I don't know, you could have anything on there. But yeah, I mean, what you doing? I mean, I think it's just a nightmare.
You've got to style it out, I think. Yeah, everyone's done it.
Style out. What? What are you talking about? Yeah. Just lie, bare face.
Left the kids on my phone, didn't I? They're always running around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, because she might not have kids.
Nieces, yeah, nephews. Yeah. You can invent them, can't you?
That might ruin a relationship.
She's a Gen Z-er as well. It's probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I doubt she'll have children. She's not got a boyfriend either, by the sounds of it. All right, let's move on. Hey guys, I've got a weekly whine regarding my kids' homework. After hearing you guys chat about how AI is going to be doing all the work for the kids, I find myself secretly thinking, yippee. There is nothing more humbling than finding yourself miles out of your depth whilst trying to help your 11-year-old with their year 7 maths homework. The hot flush of shame after your kids come home telling you you managed to help them fuck the whole thing up, and now you're being labelled the class thicko. AI can't come quick enough in this household.
Story of our lives. The thing is, it's not the fact I can't do the work. Mm. It's about teaching a child to do this work when the methods have completely changed, and when it's like all this freaking leapfrog and comparable numbers, and I'm just like,
it's different,
what is that?
Styles.
Like, not you, in my day. You would have got that in my day.
Yeah, exactly.
You just draw the little box and carry one over.
You do hundreds, tens and units in my day.
Yeah.
Would you not do that? Carry it over?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, they don't do that now.
Yeah, I know. It's always just leapfrog and all that. Like, that was, but leapfrog was early on. I think they passed leapfrog now.
I don't even think it's called leapfrog. Leapfrog's that bloody
game you play.
Thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Computer thing. You know, we've had a good couple of days. Even last night, you were in work. The kids came home. I was like, no iPads. They all did the homework. The house was calm. The rugs were down. I was just like, oh my God, what is going on? Is it like a full moon or something?
You know, like, the way you've described that there, like the kids were calm, you know, they ate the dinner, did the homework and the rugs were down. That's
like
not a normal thing to say.
It is. It's bliss.
The rugs were
down. I made a fabulous spaghetti bolognese.
Did you?
Yet the homework thing is such a drag, and I think the AI thing will help, because now the kids are like checking the work. I don't think you can use it to do your work for you. Well, you can't, technically can, but I think the aim of it is to help you.
Hmm.
Like ChatGPT, can you do some research on Henry VIII, for example?
All right, we got one more weekly one. Do you want to read it?
Yeah. I'd like to whine about those people who you barely know but occasionally bump into, who insist on having full-blown conversations with you, even though the levels of awkwardness is palpable and you only ever end up having the same conversation on repeat. I bumped into an old school friend of mine in the town centre the other day, and what should have been a 2-minute catch-up ended up being about a 15-minute how's the family chat in the freezing cold entrance to Morrison's with about 10 heavy bags in my hand.
Yeah.
Small talk's tough.
Yeah, for some people.
Yeah, but you say it's tough, right? But like, you know, that's what like about when we talked about the North, like you like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't mean that. It's like, say, going to a party, for example.
Oh, yeah. Getting stuck with the boring ones.
Yeah, getting stuck with having those 15 conversations about nothing with people you don't want to talk to, and you can see all your mates like having a ball and doing shots in the corner.
That is a killer, that.
Yeah.
You know, you can get stuck with the wrong crowd and you don't want to be rude. That's not ideal.
No.
And it can happen.
It can happen.
It's not even about people sometimes being bored. It's the fact that you don't know them, I think, sometimes.
Mm.
Hi, oh yeah, how's the mum? How's the family? Like, it's just you don't need to know.
I think a whole, like, because even if you're having the worst time at home, you still go, yeah, everyone's great.
Yeah.
You know, anything could happen.
I'm not going to tell you in fucking Morrison's car park.
Recently, talking about this, I was talking to someone who I don't even know at all and asked the fatal question of,
How are you?
And literally got the life story poured onto me. Like, I felt like I was in a therapy session. And I couldn't believe this person was opening up so much and telling me all these things. But then, you know, on the flip side, it could be a positive. These people might not have a lot of people to talk to.
That's true.
You know, loneliness is like a big killer, isn't it? You know, so you have to be mindful of giving people a little bit of time.
I also think it's a massive compliment that they've selected you to tell. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'm a kind of
absolute bollocks.
You're such a closed book, Abby. You're such a closed book. Yeah,
you tell me a secret, and I'll take it to my grave. Bollocks. Straight on the phone.
Telling everyone else the secret with a load of lazzy on it as well.
You never guess this. You'll never believe this.
That's
Deborah from down the road, just seeing her in the street. Wow, you wouldn't believe it.
No, the thing is, I will take a secret to the grave.
Yeah.
But if it's, don't tell anyone, can you believe she said that? I'll be like, Pete?
There's a difference between secrets and goss, I would say.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to draw the distinction.
Goss is hard to control.
Goss is hard to control. But you know what?
But there is a little 10% lazy going on as well.
100%, yeah. You wouldn't have any conversation if you weren't gossiping.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible. You're the worst.
I hear you on the phone, you girls. It's just girls in general. It's not a slight on you.
Yeah, but you're making out like I'm being nasty.
No, you just all just gossip and make stuff up.
Yadda, yadda, yadda.
Jibba, jabba, jibba.
The mom's on the bus.
Chitta, chatta, chatta.
What do the dads do? They snore, didn't they?
Don't they go to sleep? Dad's on the bus, go.
Is it snore, snore, snore?
Yeah, I think it is. And I don't know if this is a new one or what. I don't remember it being that, do you?
Chatter, chatter, chatter.
It's always been chatter, chatter, chatter.
It's always been chatter.
Well, there
chatter,
you go, right from the start of time.
Yeah.
The wheels on the bus. Chatter, chatter, chatter. Gossip, gossip, gossip.
Yeah, but I want you to take it back that I'm not a good secret keeper because I am.
No, I think if I had a secret, I would trust you with it. But if I had some gossip, I wouldn't.
Juicy gossip. Yeah. With no means to offend.
No. You don't mean to offend, but you are a female. And I think that is a female trait.
Mm. It's part gossip. Of your shtick.
Because boys don't talk. What do they even talk about? Like when they go to the pub, like football?
Mm.
The thing is, if Ross told me something really kind of like, oh, you know, I'd probably forget it in 5 minutes. So...
Yeah.
No, no.
Unless it was absolutely horrendous, you know what I mean? But like, if he told me something, oh, you know, I'm going through this at the moment, I'll go, oh, no, mate, hope you're okay. And then I'd forget it.
It's like, what's that comedian called who I love?
Mickey Flanagan,
where he goes to the pub with his mate and he comes out to his wife and his wife's like, how's Deborah?
He's
like, Deborah? John's wife? Oh, yeah, Deborah. No idea. Well, didn't you ask her? It's like,
no,
men don't care. Do you ask your mates about their wives?
Not really, no. Like, I was just thinking about the golf course. We were discussing this on the golf course the other day, you know, like, come back. You say, like, you know, how was Neil the other day? You go, yeah, he was great, yeah. Like, as his missus, yeah. I don't know. But you want to see this shot on the 14th.
I know.
He spun it back
but
to the hole.
But you've
missed
for six,
the putt, though.
You've been with him for 6 hours. How do you not know one thing about his life?
I know exactly what he scored. 8 over today. Played all right.
Very good.
That doesn't sound that good, 8 over.
Would have been good for me.
I'm going to do my golf lessons.
Are you?
I might have one on Thursday, actually.
No gossip allowed on the golf course. You do know that, don't you?
Or phones.
Or phones.
Mm.
You might struggle.
Or females.
No, you are allowed. You are allowed.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
Do you know what? Like, it's actually your podcast that influenced this. Mo Gowdat talking about how the issues of AI and how it's going to really affect the planet. And obviously our AI chat on the last couple of podcasts we had.
Don't get me started.
Really tickled me because it's the thought fact that we don't know anything about it, but we're trying to pretend we do.
Yeah, well, when we got into that lift with no buttons the other day, which is that's unnerving.
What? Yeah, like that's AI. That's where we are. That's where we are in life now.
I didn't know where you were going.
Don't ask us.
Because your room key is...
Oh, okay.
You have to tap your room key on the outside.
Not true at all.
Yeah.
You haven't got a clue.
Let me finish. I have. She types something into the room key. And then when you give the room key, you press it on the thing so it knows you're going to your floor. Mm,
that's absolute nonsense. That's not how it works. Yeah, she told you. She said you go up, press floor three, whatever. But you press floor three on the outside and you get in the lift and it takes you straight to floor three. There's no buttons.
That's horrible.
That's so weird.
But then obviously, then you get in the lift and you just go down straight to the ground. Strange. With nothing in there.
Oof. I'm not fussed on lifts.
I hate lifts. Take the stairs any day.
Yeah, unless you're on like the 11th floor.
No, I don't mind that. Get me steps in.
I think artificial intelligence are lifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is. It's like traffic lights. Traffic lights is AI.
Yeah, they are machine learning, I think. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, like the patterns of like when there's heavy traffic, you know, the traffic lights will stop more regularly to let traffic...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does it know that?
Yeah.
What did Mo say about it all then, like on the pod?
Mo said by 2045, AI is going to be a billion times more intelligent than humans.
A billion times?
A billion.
But so if that is the case, right, what, you know, they're surely they will be able to kind of adapt and, you know, kind of take over us. If they're a billion times cleverer than us, if I'm a billion times cleverer than you, I can manipulate you into doing anything, right? Which would be great for me.
Don't get any ideas.
You're definitely not a billion times more intelligent than me, so.
Only 10.
Hence why the manipulation is non-existent.
Minimal.
Yeah.
Minimal manipulation. Yeah. I mean, he was worried about it, right? And he is probably a billion times more intelligent than us.
Yeah.
So,
he is, yeah.
And he was obviously very concerned.
Mm.
Do you want to hear some of the concerning things? Job displacement. The automation of tasks through AI can lead to job displacement, unemployment in certain sectors.
I always think that it's like when you go to like McDonald's or go to the airport or this like, or even the supermarket, all this self-checking, you're taking away so many jobs.
I agree.
They always malfunction. You know,
they're a pain in the ass.
I will gladly wait in a queue instead of going through one of those bloody self-checking things. Mm. It's always like, I always get the alert, unidentified of... item in the bagging station. I'm like, there isn't.
I know.
Yeah.
It's and all that, you know, buying a bag and putting it then, and then it's like you
There's
haven't no got
bags.
The wrong weight as well. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, in McDonald's where it's like, do you want to like touch a screen that 10,000 people have been touching and then pick up a burger and eat it with your hands full of germs? No.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what, you know, it is nice. I know we hammered small talk before, but that is nice when you just have the chat. How are you?
I love it when I go to M&S. Like, I know them all and I'm like, hi,
how are
you? And they're like, oh, no kids with you today and da-da-da-da. And you have a little chat.
But I think because quite a lot of those are older ladies and like, they kind of like...
It's the social aspect.
It's nice for them, isn't it? I think it's nice for them to just see so many people come through and so many different stories and chats. And that, I mean, that is it's a nice... part of being a human, isn't it?
Yeah, because people say, oh, well, you can retrain and just be someone who fixes the machines. But like you said, like Betty, who's friggin' in her 60s, is not going to become a self-checkout engineer.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And then now, she doesn't want to be on her feet going in there with the little key they have. And, you know, when every time it goes wrong, they put the little key
in. Those things in the airport went down like a shit sandwich, didn't they?
The what?
The recognition.
Oh, yeah.
Chip and pin, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Didn't mean that. I know what chip and pin is.
I didn't know what chip and pin is. Chip and pin, when you put your the thing.
Chip and pin.
What is chip and pin? Is that when you put your bank card?
Bank card in and then you put your card in.
But what's that anymore?
What's the passport one called?
E-gates.
E-gates.
They're always malfunctioning and there's like 7 billion people in the queue. Like, what was the point?
They are quicker though when you're going through like half term and all
they're
that.
They're not,
like,
Pete. I get when trapped in them.
The quicker when they, yeah, I've been trapped in them. It's fucking scary.
It's horrible.
When they work. Mine always works. Yours doesn't.
I know.
Have you, ever heard the story when Av was in, when we went to New York?
No.
Oh, it's the best. It's
the best. I get taken away every time I go to the US.
I don't know what's wrong with Ab's passport. I think it's better now, isn't it?
No, it's because I lost a passport before. So every time I go to the US, they pull me in the thing and there's like all big men with guns and I'm just like,
oh, I think it's because you stole a lip gloss when you were 14.
Woolworths.
No, it was
the foundation. I think it comes up. We're in New York, right? Yeah. New York's like high alert, right? Mm. Obviously, for obvious reasons. But we go through and I remember Ab, they say something, sorry, ma'am, we just need to take you into the side. Not they're like, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, like, where are you taking her? I say, step aside, sir. Or, well, I just want to know where you're like taking her. You went, step aside, sir. Or, like, as if he was going to go for his shooter. I was like, fucking hell.
It's not funny.
I was like, all right, mate. I said, like, just tell me where she's going. And they put her in a holding pen. This holding pen was, I took a picture of it. I don't know, you're not supposed to take pictures in there, but she was so scared. And this little bit, it was like a little roped off
section. Then they put me in a room.
And then, so she's in this roped off section, just standing there going like, Pete, what's going on? And I wasn't allowed to go near her, but I was taking photos. and then she went to a room and I went, oh, hold on a minute. Like, no, now it's getting like, what the hell? And they took you to the room, didn't they? And I was like, what's going on? And he was going, step aside, sir. I'm not going to say it again. I was going,
it was awful.
Oh, like, it was worrying, yeah. And it was. And then they just sent you back out. There's no need for all that, was there?
They love it, the yank board, the police, mate.
There is a lot of anger issues in the airport in general.
Mm.
You know, airport when you're ab. Like, airport ab, just like in the security
but
section.
Usually in security, yeah, you can. It's so nice to see a smiley one.
Yeah.
Go, oh, is this your bag?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you go, this your bag? Like, it looks like they want to fight you.
Yeah.
Although, whenever I go away, it's unbelievable how many people, like, still don't know, put your liquids in, like, a frigging clear bag or take your laptop out and you're like, come on, this has been going on for 20 years now. Get with it.
It happens to us every time. Literally, I just don't understand how.
Yeah, because we've got so many bags.
Never me. It never happens to me. Happens to me.
Is it not?
No.
I always see you over the other. I'm always holding the kids and you're always doing something over there.
No, because it's all the kids putting like all makeup in the bags and bloody facial spritzes for 200 mil. I'm like.
All the girls, because obviously the girls are like, they want all their stuff on the plane, don't they? So they've got so much stuff that can go wrong.
Mm.
Remember when Jack, the kids wanted their own bag and Jack like had a whole backpack full of rocks?
What?
Did he have a pen knife as well?
My mum went through the airport with a pen knife. She got to tell me, mum's like, oh, I really need that. So I'm going to India. We were going camping.
Yeah.
And on the list of must-haves was a pen knife.
Swiss Army knife.
My mum had like literally a Swiss Army knife with about 10 knives on it.
What's she going to do with
and
that?
She was like, oh, I really need it, guys. I need you to give me it back. When we were going camping in India.
What? I've never seen your mum with it. Yeah. What would your mum do with a pen knife?
I don't know, but it was on the list. Maybe if we had to like cut a rope or something.
Was it? Oh, it was on the list.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, we had job displacement. That went on for a while. Bias and discrimination. AI systems can inherit bias from their training data, leading to discriminatory outcomes in areas such as hiring practices, loan approvals, and criminal justice.
Mm.
That's an interesting one.
So it learns, it gets its information from online, but I think because there's so much, people are generally more vocal online who are negative. So when that's learning from that negativity, that's on the internet, it can create its own bias, I think. That's what that means. So you can get like a racist bot and stuff like that. You get like a lot of online racists.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? You'd think that they'd be, you know,
prejudice free.
Yeah.
Mm.
You would think.
But if these people things are working on facts, and as you say, if they're doing the research from the internet and it is negative, then you can see how easy that could.
Isn't there more negative than positive, like certainly on social media.
Exactly, that's where the bias will come in.
Isn't there? Like everything's, when you look, like it's like, oh, I wish I hadn't looked sometimes. And it kind of gives you anxiety, I think, when you look at what's happening all the time. I think, you know, it used to be like you get your news and you go, oh, you know, there's a lot going on and you kind of think about it for a while. But I think if you're every 5 minutes, you're doing it now, you know, you're doing your news at 10 or whatever. It's like, you can get over that, can't you? Like, it's obviously horrendous what's going on. But like when you're doing it every second of the day, which you are, isn't it? Every 5 minutes, you have a look. It's rarely, rarely positive, is it?
Can you think of any benefits from AI though?
I think where AI can be beneficial is like, you know, medical research. You know, if it is a billion times more smarter than humans, hopefully we could, you know, get to cure some illnesses a lot faster.
Yeah.
Said, like even healthcare as well, right? Like, you know, obviously there's not enough, doesn't feel like there's enough nurses, enough people working in hospitals. You know, I think maybe could help with the workload of people like that.
I think you're envisioning like a full-blown robot going
walking around, like giving out medicine.
Rocky 3.
No, I'm talking about, I'm talking about like
AI is not just that though. It's kind of, I see AI as more of a
research tool almost.
Yeah, I don't see it as a full-on robot, like iRobot walking around, like taking over.
What's wrong with robots?
She got robots on the brain, boss.
This is just what I wrote down personally. Economic inequality. I was just thinking, you know, AI... are not equally distributed, potentially widening the gap between economically privileged who have access to AI technologies and those who do not, exasperating socioeconomical inequality.
I actually...
Just rolls off the tongue, Pete.
I just... That's what I wrote down.
I was actually talking to Lorraine about this, like on our dog walk the other day, because, you know, the majority of the country... Like, some people don't even have iPads or iPhones, so AI is not... really going to massively impact their lives, but people in a more privileged position can be using AI to benefit them a lot more. So then you're kind of making the gap between that end and that end wider.
Yeah, well, if they're using ChatGPT to cheat on the homework because they've got iPads or internet, or you not cheap, but use for the homework.
So you're saying like a higher class of people, or so people are more well off.
Yeah.
Would have more access to AI, so then the gap would widen between.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, so I suppose some people still don't have access to computers or laptops.
Exactly. So then that's going to cause trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, so much trouble.
Yeah, it will do, yeah. And I suppose the cost, I mean, the cost of it at the moment is high, isn't it? You know, if you're going to have that... Mind you, isn't ChatGPT or whatever it's called?
ChatGPT.
Is that what it's called? I don't know anything about
just
it,
say
I'll be
it
honest.
Just, then.
What's it called?
ChatGPT.
How do you know what that is?
Because I was calling it ChatGPT last week and got told.
ChatGPT.
No, GPT.
GPT?
PT.
Oh, God. ChatGPT. Okay. But this ChatGPT...
Fucking hell.
PT, not B. This ChatGPT...
She'd leave all this in.
She sound like a fucking dumbass.
I don't know what it is. So I'm on chance we got. I literally have never used it.
Okay, for people who don't know, what is ChatGPT?
It's like a...
Why do you all know what it is?
Because we're young and hip. We're down with the kids. It's just like an online tool, a bit similar to like Google, almost like a search engine, but you can type it in for virtually any query that you have. You know, write me a...
Do you have to Google ChatGPT?
Yeah, you do have to Google
it. Yeah, so you've still got to use
Google. Google it, but then you go on
to... So why can't you just Google it then?
Because, for example, if you typed in like... You could write an essay and say, ChatGPT, can you make this a little bit more eloquent? And it would do that. Whereas if you did that in Google, it wouldn't be able to do it. Or you could write in...
It's just a software, basically. What? It is.
Yeah, no, it's just the way you just so confidently said that.
Shame. I don't know why you're trying to compete.
It's just like, zeitgeist.
Why are you trying to make
things are going to improve? You know, back
I'm
in my day, I'd be hours in the library in encyclopedias.
Yeah, and people
don't even know what fucking encyclopedia is now.
Mm. That's the problem. You can just chat BT it. I'm confident in my intelligence that I don't have to know what this chat thing is for me to be intelligent.
I think that kind of stuff is beneficial, like with the kids, and you go in, you know, they have to write a big essay. It's just like, can you like come up with 5 nuggets of information on, you know,
and then you've got it, and
the
you
Russian
learn it.
Revolution.
It's like research, I suppose.
It's research. Yeah, and that because the schools are on it now, like you can't just copy and paste it from there. You have to reword it, which is, you know, what I did my whole life in school, just copied something and reworded it.
Yeah, but that's what John was saying to me there. He was saying, you know, it's like you can write a whole, you can write an essay, and you can do it kind of in your language as well. Mm. Like I think maybe you wouldn't be able to do it at school, but like if I've done as many interviews as I've done,
I went to the shop.
Internet,
it was incredible.
Yeah.
You could write this in Peter Crouch's tone of voice. Peter Crouch's tone of voice.
Yeah,
but that wouldn't work for everyone.
No,
because
there's so
much data on you online of interviews and blah blah blah. They can like write it in your tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is my tone? Would you like to do it?
One day I went to the shop. I used to play football. I scored 110 goals. Is that how many goals you got?
In the Premier League?
110.
Slightly less. 108, I think.
You look, you pretending you don't know how many goals you scored.
I just chat-BT'd it.
Some of them, do you think, good or bad, AI? Bit of both.
I think it's a bit of both. I think it definitely has its benefits, you know, with medical research, education.
I don't know.
Why would you go to school or even people who would put the kids into private school where you have to pay for a teacher who's a billion times less smart than...
Is there a time in the world where they can kind of
take over the human race?
Just put it in your brain and you'll have like an AI brain almost with like a chip in it and whatever information you can get off the...
Wouldn't humans become obsolete at some stage?
Yeah.
When you're like, our brain is so far removed from this.
It'll be like Wally when they're all like just fucking floating around on them, floating birds.
But why couldn't they just... Could they do that or...
I don't know, Peter. It's possible.
Is that? I mean, is that a stupid question?
You can put a man on the moon. They can do anything, Peter.
Yeah, that's fake, about.
Don't you start with all that?
And that's another podcast.
That was an fucking conspiracy theory one.
Yeah. What was it?
They didn't go on the moon, actually.
So what you said? Russia, China, UK, all conspired together because they all get on so well.
Who's the guy who went on the moon?
Say it again.
What was his name?
Neil Armstrong.
Buzz Aldrin.
Never heard of Buzz.
Never heard of Buzz.
Buzz no. Aldrin.
Is that where Buzz Lightyear comes from?
Potentially. Well,
probably, yeah. Buzz Aldrin.
Never heard of him.
Shut up.
No, I haven't. I've heard of Neil Armstrong.
I'm sure he's heard of you. Is he
a recent mooner? Or is he
a recent mooner?
Or is he an old one?
No, he's an OG.
No, he's an original mooner.
What, the astronauts?
That is it now. Astronauts are now mooners. Yeah. That is it. It's changed forever. You've literally changed the job title. A mooner. Brilliant.
What about them like sex doll things? Like AI? And then people having them robot AI? Like... They did a survey on most men saying they would absolutely love that.
Well, can't you live out all your fantasies, can't you? I mean, if you like whatever you're into, you could go for. Just go to type it into ChatGPT.
And say what?
Literally, go for anything. You know, it wouldn't have kind of, you just do what you
but
like.
But there's a lot to be said about like human touch and love and a deeper connection. It's not all about sex.
No, but you know, if you were lonely... It's like that Ready Player One. Do you remember that? Where everyone just adds the headsets on and just lives in a different world. But if your life is shit, put these on and go to a different, wherever you want to go. And it feels real. Mm. And that is the problem that we're going to have, isn't it? Like, it's like if your reality is not very good and you just sit on them all day and go to the Bahamas and, you know, sit on a beach or swim with the dolphins.
What if we're already living in that, Pete?
Oh, shut up.
We're so advanced that we are living in the simulation.
he's a mooner.
I don't even know how that could be possible.
So say human civilization got so advanced that we created the kind of artificial reality worlds Pete was talking about, we could be living within those artificial realities.
We're definitely
worlds
not,
right,
because
now,
if I was in some artificial world, I wouldn't have puppy piss on my rug right now.
But that's the thing.
My kids would be doing their homework. You know, are we like trying to create perfection?
My issue is here, right? If that was happening, right? You put these goggles on, right? And looked at your carpet, it would be spotless. You'd have no dog hair. You know, the rims would be pristine. And like, you take them off and go, oh, put them back on again. That is the problem.
But it's not just a VR set.
Yeah, but that's what it is, isn't it? That's all part of it, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all kind of grouped together.
It's inevitable, isn't it? That thing, it's like as basic as an iPhone. You know, they have so many positives, but then, and social media, but now it's like online bullying, you know, online stalkers, you know, horrible stuff. People like taking sneaky videos of people and, you know, sexting, all of that stuff, you know, things that you could never do.
But you know, like,
you know, naked pictures, revenge porn, all of that would not be possible without it. You know, that is a form of AI, isn't it? All of that.
But also you can't go back, can you? It's like, there is all those negative things, but you can't, you don't just cancel the phone, the mobile phone.
No.
You know, because you, it's like...
our phones, like, track how many steps you do, our heartbeat, like, any health problems. Like, it's nuts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good. But unfortunately, with that comes the other side of it, doesn't it?
Watch the space.
Watch the space. Yeah. We should get an AI expert on.
Well, you don't think that we've covered it all there?
It's just software.
For all you mooners out there.
I'm tired today, Pete. Got woke up at 6:45 by these two idiots.
All right, I tell you what, should we just move on to the agony abs? We know where we are with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll be honest with you, we can't help you with AI because I just don't know enough about it. The agony abs, we can help here. We know where we are with these.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Guys, if you enjoyed that, don't forget to hit subscribe.
If you're enjoying this, make sure you hit subscribe. Hi, Ab and Cardi P. This is catching on. We're huge fans of the pod and you always have us in stitches. Annoyingly, we don't have a funny story or joke to share. One thing you've previously spoken about was your fertility struggles, where it took you 2+ years to fall pregnant with your first, which has really resonated with us massively. I'm almost 30 and my wife is 30. We got married last year and we've been trying pretty much since then. It's been 9 months and we haven't been successful. My wife is adamant there's an issue. And has been from early on. She's always really wanted her first child before turning 31, which is now looking unlikely. Every month we've been unsuccessful. My wife really struggles with mentally, and I'm starting to struggle to stay optimistic. We also found out recently that her mum fell pregnant with her and her siblings really quickly and easily, which hasn't helped. our friends around us also managed to have within 3 or 4 months.
But that's what people say. People don't tell you about the struggle.
The question is, are we panicking too early? The stats say 85% get pregnant within 12 months, which we're close to failing. Do we go to a private fertility clinic? Our worry is that we actually can't afford this. We could go through the NHS route, but also anticipate this could be a very long wait ultimately. Would love your advice and thoughts on this. Thanks. Also, A&P.
First of all, I'm sorry to hear about your struggles because, you know, I've been through that and it is horrible waiting every month, you know, doing the test and it comes back negative or you come on your period. It's kind of... it is heartbreaking, and as each month goes by, you kind of lose more and more confidence. But, you know, 9 months, most people don't actually talk about the struggle. They're a bit like, oh, we had sex one time, got pregnant. And for most people, that's not the reality. Mm. People don't really talk about the bad stuff, I find. And it's only when something happens and you open up, other people open up and go, oh, you know, this has happened to me.
Quite more common, you think, for people to have fertility struggles.
Definitely. Dr. Jeffrey Braithwaite offered to see a patient, you know, a patient a week. So I would recommend them to get in touch with him. We can pass on the details. But try not to panic. Like, stress is the worst thing that can, you know, contribute to it.
Mm. You know, I do think you need to get a diagnosis, don't you, if you can. And, obviously, going private would be ideal because, you know, the NHS don't test for endometriosis. Is that right?
No, they do, but it's just a longer wait, isn't it? Like, you know, the NHS is overflowing with, you know, people on the waiting lists and stuff like that. So, you know, if you can, try and get your diagnosis privately
earlier. Yeah, time sounds like it's up the essence for them by the sounds of things. That would obviously be a bit quicker.
But 30 is so young to have a baby anyway.
Yeah, people have
got loads of time.
Yeah,
but you know, if you've got a problem, you want to know straight away, don't you?
Yeah.
You want to know as soon as possible.
And the positive is, like, most things have an answer.
Yeah.
You know, most things, you know, if you get a diagnosis and you can get a plan together. You know, there's so many options available, I think.
Yeah.
Nowadays. But
we'll pass on Jeffrey's details again, won't we?
Yeah.
And see if he can help you, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Brilliant.
Let's do it. Hey, Abby and Pete, love the podcast. They make me laugh so much. I have a big problem. My good friend's husband has recently joined my company. I helped him get the job as they were struggling financially and my workplace were taking on. Now the problem is he keeps being quite flirtatious with me, complimenting me and even asked me out for drinks after work, which I refused. I've wanted to tell my friend, but I don't want to cause any trouble between my friend and her husband and us as co-workers. I really don't know what to do. I'm only being professional with him, but he doesn't seem to be getting the point. Do you have any advice for me? Laura from Glasgow.
Wow.
That is cheeky, though, isn't it?
That's so cheeky. How rude.
I know. Got to tell the mate, surely.
My issue with that is, if he's doing that to her, he obviously thinks she's like a bad person. Because what person would take that from the mate's husband? Like, if my mate's husband come on to me, I'd tell him to fuck off straight away.
Yeah.
And then I'd tell my friend.
Yeah.
Or would I? Because you wouldn't want to hurt them as well.
Yeah, no, I think
she
him.
Should just be like, are you serious?
I think just tell him, just say, look, I'm not comfortable with this.
Because if he's doing it with her best friend, he must be doing it with others. But I've got some boys who I could easily go for a drink with, like, who are our friends.
The ones that I wouldn't.
Like Scott or you, Ross, or Joe. Well, you're my cousin, so that takes that out of the equation. But, you
know. No, but I know what you mean.
Jay or Sam, George, Scott.
Yeah.
Like Richard, and it would be fine, but it's like crossing that line.
Yeah, but they, you know, they would never be flirty. The moment they started being flirty, you'd go, hold on a minute, what the hell are you doing?
Would you tell me if one of my friends was flirting with you?
They all do.
Have you seen me? Have you seen these guns?
God, I've been in the gym like every day this week.
Yeah. I haven't been flirted with. I haven't been flirted with for 20 years. You know.
Yeah, you have.
I haven't.
Of course you have.
I haven't, genuinely.
Well, I should hope not. Got too much respect for me, haven't you?
Yeah. That's the big man's missus. We don't go there.
Yeah.
There is a lot of respect I've noticed, I think.
For what?
just people don't particularly flirt with you, do they? Because I do think...
What?
No, there's a respect. I think girls are worse than boys.
Bro code?
Yeah.
V-ho code?
Yeah. He's Jose Noel.
No, all the girls I know wouldn't dream of doing that.
No, and of course not. That's why they're your friends. Hi, how can you have? And of course, Pete, I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend.
We didn't give it any advice at all.
Oh, did we not?
You did. Tell the...
Imagine if you turn around though and go, I'm not flirting with you. I'm just really glad that you got me a job. You're not my type.
Yeah, literally.
You would die, wouldn't you?
And then he goes and tells the missus, yeah. Do you know, Laura thought I was flirting with her. Silly cow.
Oh, don't put that thought in her head. I think for her to write in, it must be happening.
You know when someone's flirting with you, don't you?
Yeah.
Someone does the difference between nice and flirting.
I don't think I've ever been flirted.
You look gutted that you're not getting flirted with.
I am.
What's with you?
No one goes to me like, hey, what's your name, what's your sign?
You've been asked out millions of times with people who you know.
No, I have not.
I don't want you to anyway. Stop promoting this.
Can you flirt with me then?
Yeah. Cool.
Oh.
How you doing?
Let's do that. Stop looking. You give me the ick. Right,
seeing
now.
Pete's flirt game here.
Just flirt. Like,
repulsive?
Repulsive? It's not repulsive, is it?
You look like you're having a stroke.
Look at that, like you got a hot chip in your mouth.
I know, yeah.
Oh, that's the last time I flirt with you then.
Okay, next Agony Ab. Christ.
All right then, last one. Hey, Agony Ab, and of course, Pete. I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 8 years. Ooh. Friends say that we're high school sweethearts. We're both 24. I love him to bits, but I honestly don't know how we've lasted this long because he doesn't stop looking at women. He's always fancied himself as a bit of a Bert the flirt. But recently, whenever we're out, he'll check out women, smile at them, try his best to spark up a convo. When I confront him, he will say he's just being friendly. But I think he's doing this type of stuff while I'm there. What does he do when he's out with the lads?
Oh, yeah.
There's times he doesn't come home and says he stayed at his mate's house. I've doubted our relationship for years, but now I'm thinking about kids in the future.
Get rid.
If he won't stop chatting up women, then he isn't the right man for me. Basically, in the immortalized, in the words immortalized by The Clash, should I stay or should I go?
Go.
Kelly from Manchester.
Are you get rid. Like, Adam, he's, go. He's gone. He is gone to me. How dare he? How rude. How rude, how disrespectful. Mm. Like, if you're going to do that, like, even the fact that the not coming home thing, that's just an absolute no-no, as far as I'm concerned.
That not coming home.
And it's not even about, like, a cheating thing or anything like that. It's just disrespectful.
Mm.
Like, she'll be up all night worrying. Is he safe? Is he this? Is he that? Is he got lying in a ditch somewhere? Yeah, it's just not kind.
Mm. Yep. No, I agree with that.
And some people have that kind of persona where it's like a bit of a Jack the Lad and it's cheeky fun, but no, fuck off. No.
Fuck off with your cheeky fun.
Yeah. Fuck off with your cheeky fun. Look at the ground or nowhere else.
All right. Well, that was easy.
That was definitive win.
What do you think?
No, I agree with that. Yeah, you can't be staying out.
I've
with
seen
all
that. You do that a few times. So, like, like when we're driving, like you've seen a girl and then I see you look in the mirror and stuff like that.
I've seen you do it.
It makes me really sad.
Listen to her.
It's not nice. It's not big. It's not clever.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah.
The thing is, these young boys, they don't realise until it's too late.
Okay.
These young bucks.
They don't, though.
No, thanks. It's the Agony Ab, of course. I haven't spoken.
It's either you're quiet on this subject.
Well, listen, I don't want to stitch him up, but, you know, it's not good. You know, I'd like him to be a bit more respectful, yeah.
So you're saying it's okay?
No, I just said I want him to be a bit more respectful. I don't want to end his relationship.
He's ending his own relationship, Pete.
Okay.
Play with fire, you get burned.
Play with feathers, you get your arse tickled.
All right, well, listen, we've covered AI in today's podcast and hopefully that was enlightening for everyone at home. You know, just giving our take on what's about to happen.
It might not...
VAR's AI, isn't it?
No.
Don't think so.
No, because it's operating there's referees operating it. That's half the problem.
Oh my God. It's so that Middlesbrough game the other day?
It wasn't Middlesbrough, was it?
The Everton Forest game.
The Forest? Nottingham Forest?
Mm.
Where Forest or Coventry?
The Forest game where the VAR gave the three pens away?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the refereeing.
Human error.
Fault. Well, the referees are, it's how they interpret the VAR.
So the ref was obviously a toffee?
Yeah.
A toffee. Well, the ref was actually, the VAR was actually a Luton fan, apparently. Mm. That was the whole furore around it. Just
see,
before we go,
check you up with your finger on the pulse, by the way.
I heard someone talking about it. I don't know who.
How do you know about Nottingham?
I think it was Chris Stark. I think it was Chris when I went into Capital Radio the other day.
Oh, right.
I think it's Chris Stark talking about it. But that's where AI could be useful. Or would AI discriminate? Would AI favour a football team? Would they go on... Would ChatGPT go on Google and go, who's the best team, Liverpool, and then support Liverpool so then defends them?
I don't think that's quite how it works, but I also don't know enough about it to tell you that you're wrong.
Do you know what I mean?
Just chat BT it tomorrow.
Yeah. I can't believe, what is the point of having a human monitor VAR if they can't see it while they're on the actual pitch?
Hey, if you're making perfect sense here, this is the discussion that lots of, you know, people who've been in football all their life have discussed recently.
And I hate football.
But the fact that you're kind of getting it speaks volumes.
But it's true.
It does seem silly.
I say cancel VAR.
VAR. Yeah, you're going to cancel it?
Cancel it.
We had an interesting discussion about football, actually, just on the subject. Michael Bennett tweeted me. Shout out to Michael. He said, Peter Crouch, please can you get Abby to guess who's currently playing here? You know, when you see the three letters.
Yeah.
So this was great. This was BHW versus EBU.
VHW versus EBU.
Yeah, which is obviously, it's a non-league game, right?
Yeah.
It's
difficult.
So, can you guess who that is?
It's tough. It's very tough.
Vauxhall Wanderers.
It's hard.
What is it? BHU.
BHW.
B or V?
B.
Birmingham Wanderers.
BHW.
Birmingham Wanderers.
Yes, what you said. Birmingham Wanderers versus East Brom United. Yeah, it was in fact Boreham Wood versus Ebbsfleet.
Never heard of either of those.
But I thought it was not a bad shout. Yeah. Birmingham Wanderers, East Brom United.
I can't believe I'm down with the footy fans on the VAR topic.
Top of down with it, mate.
See you next week on the Peter Grudge podcast.
You want to be a guest?
No, absolutely don't.
All right. Well, stay tuned for some more Therapy Crouch fun next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.